I deliberately clear and seal this space. On all sides, all directions, above and below. Around myself and around each person in this room and each person that listens to this in the future. And I hold that only energy from the light can enter. I am so thankful to be a direct channel for the Holy Spirit and the cosmic Christ consciousness. I'm honored by the presence of each of our master guides, teachers, and angels. I know that they hold the intention that all healing, all information, all releasement, all transformation, all integration is for the highest good and highest joy of each person here live and each person that listens in the future. I'm also thankful to be able to step aside my own personal beliefs and paradigms so that all information that comes through is clear, concise, and succinct. I do open the Akashic Records to be able to see past, present, and future. And for this I give thanks. So it is good day to you, huh? Oh, very good to see your energy, your light, your brightness. You all look so twinkly right now, huh? Very twinkled up in that energy. You also look a little bit stoned, huh? Because it looks like you've accommodated a lot of energy here for you today. Understand that with that extra energy comes through that vibration. And as that vibration comes through, you activate that focus of you. And as you activate that focus of you, you reach into you and go, hey, hello. And as that energy reaches in, know that a divine partnership is a divine partnership. And no matter what happens, you can't separate now. Huh? Because out of how many groups have we had? 20, 30? You are the first that the universe assigned you to. Huh? And with that energy, activate that focus and activate that energy in your third eye, the third eye, and your third eye, and your third eye, and everywhere in that focus. And as that energy comes through, trust that the vibration that is coming in is your vibration. And as that energy is your vibration, as you are accommodating that vibration, it must come into you as we clear that throat. Is that all right? Yes, yes, we know. We clear your throat as well. It is time to be who you are. It is time to accommodate that sometimes we don't know everything. Sometimes we don't have to speak everything. But sometimes we just get to be. And as that energy, know that the vibration of you is coming in. And as that vibration of you is coming in, it, oh, 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 what an interesting energy here. Trust that everything happens in divine order. And as it happens in that divine order, that vibration is coming through in new and different ways. And as that vibration comes through in new and different ways, the energy shifts. Remember who you are. You understand what we say? You must remember who you are, because as you remember who you are, you also accommodate the vibrational energy of you. And with that vibrational energy of you, dearest, we love you as well. You accommodate that vibration. So with that, know and understand that in that energy, you are the ones we've been waiting for. You are the soul, you are the heart, you are the wisdom, you are the connector. So trust that vibration and know that as you you can sit right there, we'll just sit right down here, huh? As you do, trust that energy. That is what the strong knee is for, yes? Huh? You see, sometimes you get a bit too serious, huh? We don't want that too serious, yes? Because with that energy that's too serious, you know that we're not that skinny, huh? Yeah. We have no body, but our vessel Maryland does. And in that energy, know who you are. Know why you are. Know how that vibration comes through. And trust that that vibration is indeed you. And as you are stepping into the next level, woohoo! Lots of vibration here. Yes, you know who you are. Yes. Do you know who you are becoming?
No.
You will very soon, huh? And you have a strong energy, strong, powerful vibration, and you sing and dance in the melody of you, huh? And as you sing and dance, trust that with that vibration of you, there is a circle of energy that comes in, and that circle of energy reaches into your heart. And when it reaches into your heart, you connect in such a way that the vibration becomes you. And as you connect in that way, we sing, "Hello, Dolly," like it's never happened before, yes? Take a deep breath. And understand that that vibrational energy comes through no matter what. And as that vibrational energy comes through no matter what, the frequency of it goes all the way through the body. You understand what we say? And when it goes all the way through the body, it comes out the top, and you've got this indigo being here that really knows more than the rest of us. Huh? And with that energy, you know you're indigo, yes?
You
know. Yeah, I love that. Yes, know that you have new talents and skills that they do not. Know that you also hear and sense most everything here. So sometimes you might need to protect that energy just a bit. You know that, yes? So as you protect it, visualize a crystalline energy octahedron. And that crystalline energy octahedron, anything that comes out of anyone else, hits the side of that octahedron and slides up to the top and is transmuted through the violet flame of Saint Germain. Huh? Is that all right? Yes. Yes. And you, dearest, new to the world, new to the energy, new to the vibration, clear channel that you are, trust that vibration and trust that energy. Trust who you are, because if you do not trust who you are, who else can you trust, huh? That is correct, yes? You are the being of light that you are, and it is time that you see that being of light that is accommodating that energy that is reaching up. Trust that. It's nice because we're the same height now. Huh? You understand what we say? We reach into the brocket because we don't want to drip on anyone. You see, our vessel Marilyn is empathic. So she feels what you feel. She feels all that love, all that energy, all that vibration, all that connection. And even if you say, huh, big connection, huh? Yes, you're not expecting that, huh? Breathe into it. This is not necessarily a high 10, but instead it was an activation in that energy. And with that focus, know that you do have the answers. Know that you do have the clarity. You do have the information. And trust that information as it comes through. Do we take our hand? Do we not take our hand? What do we do? Where do we go? How do we do this? We just stand on your feet. Is that all right? Breathe into it. For you see, that activation comes through with such joy and such light and such vision. And with that vision, that energy goes all the way through your crown. And as it goes all the way through your crown, you too are the connectors. You two are the ones that we have been waiting for all of this time, huh? We came all the way just to see you and all these other people. Yes. Ah, and you who are all heart. Yes, all heart. Know that you are very empathic. You feel what everyone else feels. You are indigo, you know that? You are a forerunner of the indigo. So trust, use that octagon, that tetrahedron, that energy that we told her. Understand? And know that it is true. And with that energy of focus, you are magnificent. You're very clear. Trust that information. Trust that energy. And as you trust that information, know that everything that happens is for you. You understand? Everything that comes through is for you. Yes, we get to stand on your feet too, huh? Breathe. And as that energy comes through, it vibrates within you. And know that sometimes we know you hesitate. Stop it. Do not hesitate. Trust. Trust that that vibration crisscrosses with your DNA. And as it crisscrosses with your DNA, you also activate that energy. And with that activation of energy, it's time to get your brain out of the way. You think so much. Instead, it's time to just dance. Would you do that for us? Dance. Maybe not right here. Thank goodness, eh? I want you to dance every day for maybe 5 minutes. Put the music on, your favorite. You can do it by yourself, with clothes or without. And just dance. Because your heart needs movement and your brain gets out of the way. Some would call that sacred dance. It is nice to see you here, huh? Know that you have that wisdom. You had the vision. That vision is going to continue. We know sometimes you might get tired of the store. Get someone else to do it, but you still glean income from it. Understand what we say? Yes. Because you don't have to do all the work always, do you?
Thank you.
Yes. And the new masculine energy right here. Yes. With that new masculine energy, know that that shifts your DNA. That shifts the DNA strands that are within you, because we are activating all 24 strands of your DNA as a new masculine energy. We carry that balance of masculine and feminine. And as you walk in, as you connect with that vibration, you hold that energy in your heart, your mind, and your third eye. And with that vibration, know that the wisdom, the words are yours. The energy that is coming through is you. And as that energy is coming through, we just turn up the volume, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that wrong direction. I understand, dearest Catherine,
yes,
that you are connecting in a new way. That everything that is coming in, it is like sometimes you have to spread things aside so you can come through clearly. Be prepared for that, huh? Yes. And as you bring in that vibration of the new energy here, know that you carry a divine balance. You are also indigo. You know this, yes? And as you are indigo, know that you have more information. It is time for that information to come through. It is time to be you and not back away from it, huh? Excellent. And you're not the indigo. No. You are the sage. You carry that wisdom. It is time for you to share that wisdom. And as you share that wisdom, others learn from it. Are you ready for that? Cool, huh? Yes. And as you learn from your wisdom, you sparkle more than your glasses. For you see, That energy, as it is coming through, is accommodating, and it is rocking back and forth, and it is going to rock your world in a good way. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Good. That's because it would happen anyway. But if you resist, it won't be so much fun, huh?
No, it'll happen anyway.
It'll happen anyway, exactly. So just say yes. And when you say yes to you, you say yes to the entire world. And as you say yes to the entire world, that vibration comes in such a way that you never knew what would happen. You never had any clue what that energy is. And as you never had any clue what that energy is, you accommodate that. And sometimes when you say, I just don't get anything. I just don't get anything. Huh? Every time you say that, you're putting that purchase order out. If we had a bracelet, we would give it to you. But we don't. And this is the vessel's birthday present. She told us we could not give it away. Huh? And as that energy comes through, that vibration is you. And as that vibration is you, you are creating your new world. And as you are creating your new world, aha, that was a big push, huh? As you are creating your new world, know that that vision that you have in your brain, you see it, you feel it, that is what you are creating. It is very powerful. And as that power comes in, you come in such a new way. And now you say, I know this. And every time you hear yourself say, I know this, know that is exactly what you need to know. And understand that that vibration is coming in new and different ways. And as that vibration comes in new and different ways, it's going to feel different, it's going to sound different. So trust that. Woohoo! What does that mean? We don't explain anything. dearest. The divine. You know that you have been many things in your past lives. Now you know. You have carried the wisdom of those who walked with Yeshua. So understand that sometimes there may be so much guilt. Well, let that go. So much trauma, so old stuff. It is time to let it go. So know that you walked together. You know who Yeshua is? Yes. Trust that energy, huh? And you who see the stars, feel the stars, know the stars, correct the stars. Yes. As you do, that vibration is coming through in new ways as well. So it is time for you to understand that it is not all in the fact. What is coming is a new vibration. The earth is 41 miles off its axis. So the new vibration of the new signs are coming in, and you get the opportunity to interpret them, huh? Woohoo! dearest. Dearest divine being of light. The crimson and the cobalt blue is perfect. Perfect for you. As you accommodate that, know that the vibration of you is coming through stronger. So when that energy comes through, it does not feel like it was feeling in the past. You understand what we say? No, you will. So because in that energy, as it starts to come through, we are clearing out the blockages. Is that all right? Yes. Anyone else have another blockage? Pull it out. Just stop having it. It is simple. It is much simpler than what you think that it is, isn't it? Yes. So our minds get so caught up in what is or what is not, what is or what is not. Stop it. Just stop it. And allow yourself to allow that accommodation to step beyond where you thought possible, huh? And when you step beyond where you thought possible, that vibration comes through stronger and stronger. You understand what we say? And when that vibration comes through stronger and stronger, know that with that energy comes the accommodation of you. And with that energy, as it is accommodating you, you get the opportunity to let go of your pain, let go of the old stuff. Are you ready? And so it is. It can be that simple. You understand?
Yes.
It is only those old stories that we somehow keep telling ourselves that just keep coming back and coming back. Stop telling the stories. Instead, know that you are the flower of life. You are that energy. You were there in the beginning of its creation. Are you? Oh, what does that mean? You don't look that old. You don't remember. You will. Meditate on it, and it will come back to you. And as you meditate on it, see your own personal power, your own personal wisdom, because you are a part of the new energy. You are a part of that balance of masculine and feminine. You know there's a new masculine and feminine energy here, and you are a part of that. So stop telling those old stories. Step into you. And know that as you step into you, everything else comes through. And as you step into you, trust that you're still telling yourself some of those old stories too. Are you ready to let those go?
Mm-hmm.
And every time your friends here hear yourself telling the same story, they're going to say, stop telling that story. Yeah, we know you will. So as you accommodate that energy, as you accommodate that vibration, know that sometimes you get the opportunity to pave the way for you. Oh, as we protect your stone, huh? We saw that look. It's like, is she going to pick up our stone? Are they going to take our stone? No, not at all. But we're going to activate the indigo, the crystalline being that you are. Do you know what a crystalline being is? It is one step beyond the indigo. So know that every feeling comes your way. So sometimes it causes you to come inside and think, oh, I can't go out in public almost. Yes, you feel that way sometimes. I can't talk to anybody. And this is why you gravitate towards our vessel, Marilyn, because she embodies that love, huh? Out to you. And as you embody that love, you protect that stone, huh? Because with that stone comes the new wisdom of you. Just because you remember what it was like when you walked with the stone beings on this planet. You are not a stone being. There's not very many of them. But you walked with them in your very first lifetime on this planet. Breathe into that. Ask what the stones still have to say to you. Huh? Ah. And dearest, you bring forth the wisdom also. And as you do, know that you are very clear. Your intuition is very enhanced. And as that intuition is very enhanced, know that in that energy, you're a master healing practitioner. Trust that. And with, oh, dearest, see, you are the one we're waiting for just to come back to. You get seconds, yes? And with that energy, you see, there are no accidents. You understand that? With that energy, you come through so clearly with that sweetness and that divinity. We know you, like Kuan Yin, you may not even know who she is. She rides on a dragon, as do you. So know that you carry that dragon energy. And as you carry that dragon energy, sometimes fire may come through. But you have learned to contain it here. And it's time for that wisdom to come through from the dragon. You understand? Not completely, but she'll understand later. And with that energy, we reach into the bucket again. For you see, it is better to wipe one's nose than to drip. Very wise advice, eh? And with that energy, with that vibration, you get to dance as well. Where did she go? She left her. You get to dance as well. This fairy energy.
Yes.
Yes, you know that you're one of the fairy realm, yes?
Yes.
Yes, and the elfin kingdom.
Ooh.
Yes. You were with the elfin kingdom before you were the fairy.
Oh.
So trust that energy. Know that the communication that you make with the plants is very accurate. And you will be developing some plant medicine. Not like ayahuasca, that's old vibration, when you take it. But you will develop a plant medicine that will actually, when you listen to the plants, will actually accommodate a new vibration in the lungs and the heart. You understand? Do you do plant medicine? Not yet, but you will. Did you, dearest? You are so brilliant. Your illumination comes through so strongly. And as that illumination comes through, no, do we hold a prayer? Do we not hold a prayer? What are we doing here? We do not know. We know. Yeah, we know you are completely open. And just say yes. And as we accommodate your heart, that energy shifts into the yes of you. And with that intention, know that each one of you are accommodating that energy. And as you accommodate that energy, just stop questioning it. Just say yes. You question everything, yes? I don't want to say that I do, but I really do. We hear that thought, you know. That is our job. We are not psychic, but we hear your thoughts. So understand that with that vibration, it is time to keep your heart open. And as you keep your heart open, you also accommodate the new energy. And as you accommodate that new energy, peace comes through you. Peace and wisdom. And as that peace and wisdom comes through you, trust that vibration. We know sometimes it is difficult to be you, huh? Because you are part of that new masculine energy that we were talking about. It is a balance. So trust that energy. And know that the balance is coming through in such a way that it is becoming you. Huh? That balance is coming through in that vibration with that energy. And with that energy, we know and trust that with that vibration, with that connection, you are you. Always. You also walked with Yeshua. Many here did, huh? It was not just 12 people. You carried that frequency. You were there to protect the grail. You are part of that. So trust that vibration. And as you trust that vibration, know that as you move to new heights and new energies and new vibrations and new frequencies, whew, the new you comes in. Huh? And with those new you, how could it get any better than this? Let's find out, eh? Get out of the box. That is very powerful. Get out of the box that you may have put yourself in. And as you get out of that box that you may have put yourself in, know that we are here to release anything that is blocking you. Here to release anything that is standing in your way and activate anything that is in your highest good to be activated. Is that okay?
Yes.
Good, because otherwise it were too late. And in that vibration, no, yes, we're coming to you, dearest. Let's make some room here, huh? So in that vibration, know and trust that you are very clear. And yes, when you work with your clients, you are channeling. You are bringing forth their higher self, and you know exactly what to say. Yes? And that is only going to get stronger. It is only going to get bigger. It is only going to get more. And as that energy gets more, we sit on your lap too, huh? As that energy gets more, trust. Trust your voice. Trust your wisdom. Trust yourself. Trust the choices that you are making. And honor yourself. Huh? And as you honor yourself, you get the opportunity to say yes to you. You get the opportunity to say, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm just going to say yes. Huh? I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to practice. Because I know I've got all that within me. And you do. And as you have all that within you, as do you. And with that vibration, as it comes in and accommodates you, it shifts in new and different ways. And as that energy shifts in new and different ways, you are the Pollyanna of the world, huh? And that vibration comes through you. And as that vibration comes through you, know that there will be new talents, new skills, new energy that are coming in. And as those new energies come in, it may surprise you. And as it surprises you, trust. Trust, 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 trust. We just have one more thing over here. We can't leave you unbalanced here. Ah, you see, it is truly that simple. It is truly that simple to come through and be you. And to know that you are a divine being of light. That you are that vibrational frequency that is growing up and that is accommodating you. You see symbols, yes? Yes, it's time to write those symbols down and know that they are the language of light. Each symbol becomes a library from other galaxies. You understand? And you, dearest, take a deep breath. We will play together many times. It is time for you to trust. You follow your guidance and you create amazing spaces, amazing places, amazing things. The wisdom that comes through you is truth. It is power. It is presence. It is illumination, and it will illuminate the universe, huh? It will illuminate the world around you. And as it illuminates the world around you, you just get to say, okay, what do I do next? And go there. How do I play next? And go there. How do I see next? And go there. For you carry that vibration of the future. That is who you are. And with that energy of the future, you still come through with the... Oh, seconds, huh? Ah, yes. For you see, that energy as it is coming through, even a newness in your flutes, even a newness. Yes. And with that vibration, that newness of you, comes so powerfully put. And as that energy comes in, know who you are. Know what is yours to do. And you get the opportunity to let go of a few things in this next year or two. Breathe into it. We will be there with you, you know. Trust that energy. And in that vibration, that frequency of you, as the queen, we honor that. And to know that you, yes, you get the opportunity to put it together. That inform, yes, you, the one holding the camera. Yes, you, because you see, Your mind is being limited by what you believe you can or cannot do. The space has been made. The time is coming through. So when you are in Egypt, you will receive that major activation, that major download, and write it down, because it will come through very clearly and very quickly. You understand? Now the question is, oh, we did miss someone back there, huh? Did we miss anyone else, huh? Oh, you see, that energy of claiming, we don't want to drip on you, is that all right? Did you know that all bodily fluids are sacred? Babaji is on her council. He's also on your council. So trust that in that energy, all that story that you've been telling yourself about not visualizing well, that is not true. You can do anything you choose to do. So go back in your Akash and see where you visualized that you did not think it was right, and know that it was. Trust that energy. And as you trust that energy, you move through the vibration. And as you move through that vibration, everything comes out. And as you activate that energy, as you come into that vibrational space, you know what you know, and you know what you don't know, and you know that every time you say, oh, I know that, you must then say, oh, that's what I need to know. You understand what we say? Because the vibrational energy of a human thinks that, well, they know this. They know this stuff. You've been studying it for years, yes? Huh? Studying it for years, yes? But understand and know that even that which you believe is now new. There is no paradigm for where you've been. And for the divine Connie, who's hiding in the background, there's no paradigm for where she has been, because she gets the opportunity, huh? Come talk. Because you see, are we still on the microphone? You see, this divine goddess sometimes has just a little lack mentality. Yes? But you've got a plan, yes? And you're sticking to your plan. Are you ready to let go of that plan? Because there's lots of surprises that are coming in store. They are good surprises. More than you ever thought possible. Is that all right? For you see, as soon as we think we've got it all figured out, guess what happens? It changes. Yes. Now, is there anyone who we have missed?
Somebody up here.
You understand that in that vibrational energy, sometimes we reached over, and instead of reaching over, we're going to accommodate that vibration. Take a deep breath. Because you see, everyone who comes in has a gift. And it is so important to have that gift. And it is so important to receive that information. And sometimes it is so important to claim and say, but wait, what about me? But wait, what about me? Do you know that it's all right to say, what about me now? Because you see, you are a way shower. You are a magnificent being of light. And as that magnificence comes through, you will also accommodate this here, 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 and here. And as that vibration comes in, trust. Trust what is happening. Trust that energy. And know that the energy will come through. you have the newness of you, we're going to activate just real quickly. What time is it? Way too late. Very quickly. We want to be walking around so you don't have to hide. It is much easier than you think that it is, because it is that much easier. Each of you carry the vibration of the magnificence of you. Breathe it in. Don't you want it all to get easier? And as each time it gets easier, then the next time will be easier yet. For you see, it is only your belief that makes you think that it must be difficult. It does not. It does not need to be difficult. Instead of thinking it doesn't have to be difficult, just feel into the vibration of let it be easy. Huh? What does that feel like? What does ease and grace feel like? Take a deep breath. And again, take a deep breath. You see who you are. We see you. We wish to play one song just for you, to breathe that in. We hope that it is in this recording, because we ask the vessel and the joy to put this in. If it is not, we will find it for you, because you must hear it. You must allow it to get into the cells of your body. Is that okay?
Yes.
Good, because you know what we would do anyway. We love you deeply.
And start the song.
Might be crazy what might be.
We'll play that song in a minute. Instead, we're going to play you another song. You think it's not in the slides? We don't think so either. So instead, it's very important. Ready? Someone asked us once how we know how to work this. We don't. For you see, someone taught us once before that it is possible that everything follows your intention. And as it follows your intention, know that even machinery must have a beautiful space. Just breathe that in. That is the Alps. Are the Alps in Switzerland?
Yes.
Good, that is the Alps. Oh, it went away. So breathe it in. Understand and know that you are the ones we have been waiting for. You are the light. You are the brightness. You are the vision of this planet, even if we cannot see you all. Now we can, huh? Understand who you are. Do not back away. For if you back away, then we have to travel more. And we are tapping you on the shoulder to do your part. We are tapping you on the shoulder to accommodate that energy. So if you are feeling a bit small sometimes, or like, oh, I cannot, and you just feel something back here or here or here, it is us. For we love you so much. We see who you are. We see everything about you. And we love you even more. For your vision is creating a new planet here on this earth and in this galaxy. Yes, we are confirming that. So trust that energy. We love you so much. We see you. We love you so much. None of this would be possible without you.
Yes.
Thank you, Jim. Yes. Absolutely. Now we are taller than you. We honor you. And we bid you namaste.